أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Today inshallah which is the 16th of September 2020 we are back again to Irshadul Ummah WhatsApp group where we have our class of النحو والعربية specifically كتاب مقدمة الأجرومية أو منظومة الأجرومية منظومة الأجرومية This in our last class we took parts of the second part of ضمائر and this part that we took is ضمائر المتصل and we took the A the subsection A of this ضمائر المتصلة Where we mentioned ta domo tu nun fatana alif madina tu ta ta ti tuma tum tunna ta and alif mad ta then wa and na. Those domair they are just in form of letters. They don't represent anything until you join them with a verb. And once you join them with a verb, they will give a meaning. What we've discussed the other time. Are domair that represents a doer of an action. Don't forget that. I told you, those domair represents the subject. We call it subject, grammatical wise. We call it the subject, which are the people that did the action. For example, when I told you, akaltu urzan, I ate rice. Akala is to eat. The tadomontu here refers to me that did the work, me that ate the rice. Then uz is what I ate. So akala is a verb. The tadomontu, which is ana, too, which is representing ana, is the subject of the sentence. Why uru is the object? Uz is the object because it is the sufferer, the receiver of the action. I hope this is clear. Today, we are going to be talking about what we will be using. If the reverse is the case, for example, we want to use a pronoun for Anna, for example, or Anta or Auntie Antuma till the end, and then we are not using it in a form that they are the subject, but they are the object here. They would be the receiver of the action now, not the one doing the action. If I want to be the receiver of the action now, not the person doing the action, I'm going to use the second subsection of الضمائر المتصلة. This is the first aspect we use them. Example is, if I say, I want to say, Umar saw me. For example, Umar saw me. You know, Umar is the one that did the action now because he's the one that saw me. Then saw is the action, there is a verb there. What he did was seen, so he saw me. Then me is the subject. I'm the one receiving the action. Me is receiving the action now. So since me is receiving the action, what we say then is Umar saw me. Umar, the subject, saw the verb, and me the predicate or the object, that is the receiver or the sufferer of an action. So me here now, am I going to say Anna? Am I going to say Umar ra'a Anna? No. Am I going to say Umar ra'aytu? No. I'm not going to say any of this because if I say any of those things, it's not correct grammatical wise, and it cannot give me any correct meaning. So what do I use? I come to the second section, which is nun kasra ni and ya sukun, which is ni. I will say Umar. You can say Umar Ra'ani, Ra'ani. You say Umar Umaru Ra'ani, or you say Ra'ani. Ra'ani Umar. So anyone, Umar saw me. Any of the arrangement you want to use, you want to bring the verb first, You want to bring the subject first, no problem. So, but it's better to bring the verb first. So, if in this aspect, I'm the sufferer now. Where is me here? Is the knee, that knee that is there. The knee that is there. The same thing, if I want to say na, I will say ro'ana. Ro'ana Umar. If it is anta, I will say ro'aka. Ro'aka Umar. If it's anti, I will say ro'aki Umar. If it's antuma, I will say ro'akuma Umar. If it's antu, I will say ro'akum Umar. If it's antunna, I will say ro'akunna Umar. If it is huwa, you say ro'ahu Umaru. If it is hiya, you say ro'aha Umaru. If it is huma, you say ro'ahuma Umaru. If it is who, you say ro'ahum Umar. If it is hunna, you say ro'ahunna Umar. Why am I not wasting time doing ro'a plus ni, ro'a plus this one? It is because this is an uslub, a method. Uslub is method. This is an uslub I've used for you. So instead of coming back to use that same uslub, it doesn't make sense. So you already know how to do it. I shouldn't be putting plus again because it's just for you to join. So just join. So in all the sentences I did here, like the four sentences I made here, Umar is the subject. Every other verb that is now coming in is now an object. I hope this is clear. It's an object, the receiver of the action. Anytime you want to use someone to represent a receiver of an action, you use those verbs, those second verb, this subsection of the second verb. Anytime you want to refer to the sufferer of an action, that is the first aspect. The number two, those same second subsection verbs that we're talking about, the ni, na, ka, ki, kum, kuma, kum, kun, 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 na, hu, ha, huma, huma, hum, hunna, that we are talking about here, they are the same thing you use when you want to show possession. Possession. In other words, we call them possessive pronoun. The same way you use them to show and to represent an object, represents an object. The same way you use them to show possession. So that's why we call them possessive pronouns. Possessive pronoun. What are the possessive pronouns? My, his, her, their. Those possessive pronouns. So in Arabic, we also have those possessive pronouns according to the numbers of the pronouns we have. It's not just his, hers, their, ours, and that is all. No. It is Anna has its possessive pronoun, and Nahnu has its possessive pronoun, Anta has its possessive pronoun, Auntie has its possessive pronoun, and Tuma has its, down to Hunna, they have their possessive pronouns. Now, let's make an example for possessive pronoun. How do we use this to show possession? I want to say, this is your book. This is your book. Now, I'm assuming that I am talking to a male, singular male. Because you know your is referred to many people, two. It's referred to two people, it's referred to a female, it's referred to a male. Like Arabic, they just miss it. They just do jollof, rice and stew, and just rice and beans and miss it like that. So, but in Arabic here, we are very, very articulate. We make everything for its place. So here, this is your book. When I'm referring to a singular me, I will say hadha, hadha kitabuka. Hadha kitabuka. Hadha kitabuka. Now, hadha, this, kitabu, book. Where is the yo here? The yo here is the car. That is the possession there. This same car that you use when you were using, when you were saying ro'aka, is the same you will use here. The difference between showing possessive, possession, and showing object, showing is acting as an object for those verb is when it acts as an object, you will discover that the word that is attached to is a verb. Once it's attached to a verb, it shows object. But if it's attached to a noun, it shows possession. Why? Because in when once a noun is here, there is nothing like possession. There is nothing like object and subject when you are talking about a noun alone. It's when a verb comes in, you will now say, okay, let's look for who did the action. Because if there is an action, indeed, there is someone that did it. So you must look for the person that did the action. So since somebody did the action, and then the action must be received by another person, another thing or person, then who received the action? That is why you need to look for subject object in a jumlatun fi'liya. We call it jumlatun fi'liya, a verbal sentence. A verbal sentence. So here, in this place, we are talking about a noun here. So whenever a noun is attached to those same pronouns that we gave you, those domair, the second subsection of domair mutasila, whenever they are attached by a noun, they show possession. Another example is, when you go back to your table now, there is no need writing. You come back to your table, you say kitabuna, kitabuka, kitabuki, kitabukuma, kitabukum, kitabukunna, kitabuhu, kitabuha, kitabuhuma, kitabuhuma, kitabuhum, and kitabuhunna. Why did I left out the first one? It's because I want to make another explanation there. Now, come back to the first one. That is the place you're going to be, you'll be confused. In the first one, mind you, we don't use it completely as is there when we want to show ownership. If you want to say, this is my book, this is my car, for example, this is my car, I will say hazihi. Hazihi sayyarati. Sayyaratu is a car. Sayyaratu a car. Now, what did I do here? This, I said, this is my car. Now, what I did here was that I removed that noun. That noun that was before ya, and I put only ya. Why? Because that noun there, according to Nuhat, what we call Nuhat are grammarians. They said that that noun there is an additional noun. It's an additional what? Additional noun. We call it a noun al-wiqaya. A noun al-wiqaya. A protective noun. What is the noon protecting, if you ask me? The noon is there to make the word sounds real. If the noon is not there, the jumla that noon is expected to be used would not be real. Now, let's take an example of a noon al-wuqaya, of the presence of noon al-wuqaya and the absence of noon al-wuqaya in where it is supposed to be, and then we'll know what it is protecting. Let's start with the verb. Ro'ani. Ro'ani. If I'm to remove this noon, I will say ro'ai. Ro'ai. And ro'ai does not have meaning in Arabic. And it's going to turn to, instead from ro'ani, it will turn to, it can be translated as ra'i. And once it's translated as ra'i, instead of he saw me, we will now be saying my opinion. My opinion. This ra'i means my opinion. Why ra'ani means he saw me. He saw me on this ra'ani. Ra'ani also is complete like this. He saw me. When you now want to lay emphasis, like you want to say the name of the person that saw you, you now say ra'ani Umar. Umar saw me. But ra'ani, it means he saw me. But when I removed the noon, because the noon was supposed to be here, when I removed the noon, it now turned to ra'i, my opinion. You see, so that noon is there to protect this word from looking like a noun. It's there to protect the verb from looking like a noun. Take another example. We have been using Doroba. Yes, let's use Doroba again. I don't want to take you to four letter words yet. Dorobani. Dorobani. He beats me. When I say Dorobani, he beats me. He beats me. And I say, I remove the noon. So you say Dorobi. Dorobi, I have already turned this word into a noun already. What does it mean? My, you see that you say me beating. Me beating him or my beating him. Both are correct. Both translation is correct. Me beating him does not mean, or my beating him does not mean. Dorobi iyahu la yani, me beating him does not mean, my beating him does not mean. So you see, the presence of my alone already shows you this is a noun. Despite the fact that beating here, is a verb, but then the sentence, if you want to put it together, is a compound sentence. The sentence on itself, it's a noun. It's a noun sentence. So, since that noon was removed, it turned to confuse you from knowing whether it's a verb or not. So that is why that noon is going to be there compulsorily. That is what it is protecting. It's protecting the noun from protecting the verb from looking like a noun. Now, if we come down to the noun, when we use it as possession noun, and then we decide to put it, why you discover that when we're using it for object, we inserted it there. But now when we don't want to use it for possession, we removed it. Now let's put it and see if it would work. Kitabi, my book. And kitabuni, kitabuni. When you say kitabuni, it does not make any sense. You are not saying anything. You are just making empty. You are not making ordinary noise, and nobody will understand what you are saying. Masjiduni. Hubuni. All those ones, you are not making any sense. It doesn't mean anything. It's not translatable. So you don't say kitabuni, you say kitabi, and you will never hear any kitabuni, not in the Quran and not in any Arabic book. So when you show ownership, when you are sharing possession, you remove the noun. And then you use the ya. And that ya, we call it ayayo azatia. Ayayo azatia. Yayo of ownership. Yayo of ownership. We are talking yayo that you used to refer to yourself. That is how we call it in Arabic grammar. So, in a nutshell, you see, the only difference you have in this is the first one, which is ni. Why the other ones, they are inserted just the same way they are. Now you can see the slight difference between the both. This second, going back to the table now, those first domair, abdomair, munfasil, they are also used, but then you use them when you are starting a sentence. For example, ana katabtu, ana ra'aytu, nahnu jalasna, hum zahabu, huma yajlisani, antuma ta'kulani. For example, but they must start the sentence, and starting the sentence is what we call al-mubtada. We will get there. I don't want to rush you. So since you must use them as al-ibtida, starting the sentence, then there is no need talking about them when you are not coming inside the sentence. So since you've understood this first one, now the domair mutasila. The domair mutasila, I explained that they are divided into two parts. The first part is used to show subject. In other words, they are used in subjective case. And I explained vividly that what we mean by subject is the doer of an action. The doer of an action. Person will do work. Whom Umar drank the water. Who drank the water? Umar. What did he do? He drank. That drank is an action. So who did the work? Umar. And what did he drink? Water. Water is subject, is object. So what we are talking about here is the subject, the person that did the work. Now, if I want to use a verb, a pronoun to represent Umar without mentioning Umar's name, I will say he drank the water. Who drank the water? He. Who is he? Umar. So those first pronouns, they are used in subjective case only. The second section is used in objective case. One. They are used in objective case. And we explain that objective objects are the sufferer of an action. They are the sufferer of an action. They are the receivers of an action. He beat me. Na me he beat. Na me then beat. Na me receive the blow, the slap, the everything. He abused me. I'm the one that is receiving the abuse. All the abusive words he's saying, I'm the one receiving them. He's the one saying them. I'm the one receiving them. So I'm the object now. So you use those verbs, those pronouns for the objective case. And then you use them again to show ownership. To show ownership, to show that this is his own, my own, her own. And that is why we call them possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns. Beiti, my house. Masjiduhu, his mosque. Baladuhu, his town. Kursiyuhu, his chair. Ta'amuhu, his food. Hidha'uhum, their shoes. Sayyaratuhunna, their cars. You're not referring to females. Baytukuma, your house. You're representing Bill, both males. Second person dual. So just like that, that is how you walk them in. If you walk them in like that, you will discover that this thing is very, very simple. Now I would give you the last assignment for this. Then I would give you a short assignment on this one. Then the final assignment would be for you to go and memorize this table, memorize the table, and learn the usage. Memorize the table and learn the usage. I will not want a situation whereby you will be needing them before you can speak. So just memorize them and get the usage. That's it. And our assignment today is going to be use those just like the same, just like others, those same pronouns of today. Use the pronouns for possessive case and for objective case. Assignment: take 5 verbs of your choice. And use them to use the objective pronouns with them in a sentence. In a sentence, that's one. Number 2, take 5 words of your choice and use the possessive pronoun to use the possessive pronoun with them in a sentence. Now, so that's the assignment. So choose any 5 verbs of your own and run everything. It's just the same way you have been doing them, but now put them in a sentence. Put them in a sentence, and this one also put them in a sentence. We'll stop here, inshallah, and then on Sundays we would meet, inshallah, once again. So I still remain your brother, Tasir Al-Fatih Abdul Qadir. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.